Democrats and Republicans alike had sharp words for the Sackler family at the congressional hearing.
Watching you testify makes my blood boil. I'm not sure that I'm aware of any family in America that's more evil than yours.
The Sackler's company, Purdue Pharma, has been blamed for contributing to a national opioid crisis that's been linked to 470,000 deaths in the U.S. over the past 20 years. When Purdue first began selling OxyContin in 1996, it lied to doctors that the drug had a low incidence of addiction. In his testimony to Congress today, David Sackler acknowledged the role that OxyContin had in the opioid crisis, but stopped short of admitting any wrongdoing. The drug was designed to help people, said David Sackler. It was never meant to harm anyone.
OxyContin is a medicine that Purdue intended to help people, and it has helped and continues to help millions of Americans.
Kathy Sackler began her testimony by personally apologizing to the parents who lost their children to opioid overdose. But, like her cousin David, she avoided taking personal responsibility. When asked if she would have done anything differently while she was on Purdue's board of directors, she said she would not.
When I served on the board of Purdue, I acted honestly, conscientiously, and in good faith. I took my fiduciary responsibilities to heart and followed my conscience.
Just 3 weeks ago, Purdue pled guilty to three criminal charges as part of a sweeping $8 billion settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice. The settlement requires the company to hand over just $225 million of the $8 billion owed, as long as they make good on plans to settle thousands of lawsuits filed by state and local governments. The Sacklers have proposed resolving the lawsuits by transforming Purdue into a public benefit corporation, with its profits used to combat the opioid epidemic. David Sackler said that the value of the company, plus the $3 billion that the family would contribute as part of this plan, add up to more than the family received from OxyContin. Committee members remained unmoved by Sackler's explanations. With 470,000 Americans dead, they implied it was too little too late. In Berkeley, I'm Lilia Vega for KPFA News.